Mr. Speaker, the events of the last week have caused deep concern and anger to the public. What lessons has the Prime Minister learnt from his handling of the situation?
Well, first of all, I agree with him. There is still very deep concern, public concern, that is still very raw about the expenses scandal that rocked this Parliament in the last Parliament. And the biggest lesson I learned, that anger is still very raw and it needs to be acted on. I hope the one lesson that won't be learnt, that the right thing to do as soon as someone has to answer allegations is just to instantly remove them rather than give them a chance to clear their name and get on with their job.
Well, I was asking about his handling of the situation and the lessons he learnt, and he had no answer. Now, he wrote in his letter to the Culture Secretary today, and I quote, "I think it is important to be clear that the Committee on Standards cleared you of the unfounded allegations made against you." So can he now explain what, in his view, the Culture Secretary did wrong?
The Culture Secretary has set out the reasons for her resignation in her letter, but he does make an important point, which is the Culture Secretary was accused of a very serious offence, which was, by a Member of Parliament, she was accused of housing her parents at the public expense. Now, she was cleared of that allegation, and I thought it was right. Other people will be able to take their own view. I'm telling you about my view. I thought it was right, in those circumstances, to allow her to make her apology and continue with her job. That is the way I think is the right way to handle it. Now, other people can take their own view. I think if people clear themselves of a serious offence, you let them get on with their job, you let them try to do their job, that is actually the right thing to do.
I've got to say to him, Mr. Speaker, it'll be completely unclear to the country why the Culture Secretary is not still in her job, because he thinks she did nothing wrong. Let me explain to him.
Order! Order! This session will be conducted in an orderly way, however long it takes. I happen to know there are children here today observing our proceedings who would like to think the House would show a good example. Let's see if we can. Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, what she did wrong was she refused to cooperate with an inquiry, she breached the code of conduct for MPs, and she gave a perfunctory and inadequate apology to this House, as people on all sides have been saying. But he said 6 days ago she had done the right thing and we should leave it at that. Does he now recognise this was a terrible error of judgment?
As I say, I think it was right to allow her the chance to get on with her job. But there is one weakness in the Right Honourable Gentleman's argument. If he thinks this was the case, why didn't he call on her to resign? Right. He seems to be, in my view, the first leader of the opposition, probably in history, to come to this House and make the first suggestion that someone should resign after they've already resigned.
I've heard everything. It's my job to fire members of his cabinet. This is about him. This is about him and the fact he still doesn't understand what she did wrong. The reason the public was so appalled was that if it had happened in any other business, there would have been no question about them staying in their job. Why was he the last person in the country to realise her position was untenable?
It's very clear. She did do some things wrong, and that is why she was asked to apologise, and she did apologise. And it wasn't right not to cooperate properly with the committee, and she apologised for that. But I have to say, it is rather extraordinary, the Right Honourable Gentleman now coming here, having not said she should resign, and saying she should have resigned. I think it shows all the signs of someone seeing a political bandwagon and wanting to jump on it. After the whole circus has left town. But where I agree with the Right Honourable Gentleman is that there is still more that needs to be done to deal with the problems of expenses that we suffered in the last Parliament. Now, we've made some big steps forward. I'm not sure everybody knows this, but any expense complaint from 2010 onwards is now dealt with by an independent body and not dealt with by MPs. That is right. The committee of MPs that does the work on the past cases now has members of the public sitting on it. That is right. But I accept, let us do more to reassure the public about the scandal of expenses and how we're dealing with it. I'm very happy to hold meetings with party leaders, with the authorities of this House. I think it's absolutely right we should do everything we can to show that this is a good and honest Parliament with good and hard-working people in it. That is the assumption that I start for, and I make no apology for that.
The Prime Minister describes it as a bandwagon and a circus. This is about the members of this country absolutely appalled by the conduct of his government over the last week. That is what it is about. It is about members of the public who cannot understand why he did not act. Now, he said in his foreword to the ministerial code, the British people expect the highest standards of conduct. We must not let them down. Does he not realise that his failure, even now his failure to recognise what went wrong, has undermined trust not only in his government but in politics?
What we see is absolutely transparent. He came here today determined to play politics in every single way that he could. Absolutely clear. Look, since 2010...
Prime Minister's answer must and will be heard. The Prime Minister.
I think members across this House would know since 2010, since the last Parliament, a lot of changes have been made. Independent members on the Parliamentary Committee, publication of all meetings, visits and gifts for ministers, publication of all special adviser salaries, publication of government spending. But is there more to do? Yes, absolutely, there is more to do. And if he's serious about doing it, he will sit down with other party leaders, with the authorities of this House, and let us ask, what can we do to put beyond doubt that this is a good and honest Parliament with hard-working people? Now, if he wants to play politics and he wants a good soundbite on the news, carry on. If you're serious, get serious.
Speaker, I will have meetings with him any time about how we reform the systems of this House. Of course I will. But he just doesn't get it. That is what he has shown today. He needs to learn profound lessons about how he runs his government. The Culture Secretary went, not because of her bad conduct, but because of her bad press. Yeah. He promised in opposition to be an apostle for better standards, and he spent the last week being an apologist for unacceptable behaviour.
I think what this shows, if the Right Honourable Gentleman think that it is leadership to fire someone at the first sign of trouble rather than actually giving someone a chance to get on with the job, that is actually not leadership, that is weakness. And if that is his recommendation of leadership, I don't think the country will have any of it. Yeah.